Hello, everyone. Welcome to New Consciousness, New World, the radio show that is intended to help you in the ascension process by helping you to go within in connecting with your superconscious. This is your host, Esperantha Ray, and I want to welcome you to today's show. The topic is going to be on protection of self, the war within. And we're going to be discussing that throughout the show. Also, we'll be having some meditation on protection of the self and how you can utilize the same techniques for protection of your environment and those around you as well, not just for yourself, but for others as well. First of all, I want to thank the generosity for your donations, which help us to have this program going and also help us with the work we're trying to do to help humanity in the next stage of consciousness. And believe it or not, through all of the combination of the radio show, New Consciousness, New World, and through our research center for inner awareness, and through the books and the information we provide, we can help humanity understand this process and this this path that we are going through as human beings that are gradually evolving. And right now, we're evolving much faster than what would be the normal because we're in the process of quantum leap in consciousness. And because of that, everything is accelerated exponentially. There's one great benefit, I should say. There are many benefits, but one of the greatest benefits is that once we have transcended into the fifth dimension, into a higher consciousness, and we're totally connected with our superconscious, and through the superconscious to the God consciousness, the cosmic consciousness, everything that exists, there will no longer be any separation between us and God and the beings that transcend and pass over. One more announcement I wanted to, share with you on the show is the CERT program, which stands for Community Emergency Response Team. A couple of weeks ago, I had shared with you that I had registered for a CERT program, which basically, it started in the Los Angeles metropolitan area, and this was born out of the need for intervention in moments of serious crisis, specifically the last earthquake that hit the Los Angeles County area, which was very devastating for millions and millions of people. But what came out of this was the intent of not just have the emergency response teams work together to help the community, but also to use the community, members within the community that are trained to help and establish some kind of a response until emergency systems organizations can actually get there when they're not able to, or can help the emergency response teams handle a situation that can be otherwise too overwhelming for the number of employees or staff members within the emergency teams, which to a certain degree are limited if you consider the number of people in a given county and the number of people within emergency organization like the fire department or the police department or any of that type of emergency response, for example, the hospitals as well. And even in some very, very serious cases, the military. So it's an incredible organization. I have, like I mentioned on the previous show, I was referred by a wonderful friend who told me about this. And, you know, it's interesting because I had been looking for a way to find some sort of order in the chaos that happens when there are emergencies or when there's a need for preparedness. And interestingly enough, when you ask it, you receive. So fortunately, I found out about this program. Again, it stands for Community Emergency Response Team, CERT, CERT, and it's a program that educates people about disaster preparedness for hazards that may impact their area and train them in basic disaster response skills such as fire safety, light search and rescue, team organization, and disaster and medical operations. Yeah, believe it or not, disaster and medical operations as well. Using the training learned in these classes and during the exercises that you hold during the class, CERT members can assist others in their neighborhood or workplace following an event when professional responders are not immediately available, or to act as a support system for these professional responders. CERT members also are encouraged to support emergency response agencies by taking a more active role in emergency preparedness projects in their community. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be taking part on the 20th of October, it's an event that's held once a year, and it takes all the emergency response teams, the police department, the fire department, the hospitals, the military, and together they coordinate how all these emergency response organizations can work together and how they can improve working together. And as members of an organization that supports the community that helps to respond in emergencies, the CERT's members are also participants in these events so that they too can understand how the overall picture works and see how these teams interact together and how they can support and facilitate the response in emergency situations. And not only that, it's beneficial for your family, it's beneficial for the community, or for anyone else that needs an emergency situation. We had the hurricane not too long ago, which was very devastating. There were just in the Northern Virginia area, there were 26 people dead. I should say the East Coast. There were 26 people who passed in this hurricane that was devastating to the area. And in the Northern Virginia area specifically, there were all trees down, including the roots, and homes that had been damaged, cars that had been damaged, people that were killed within the cars while traveling, and all kinds of damage that was, it took several weeks for the, for people to get power back on and to have some of the basic needs that we normally take for granted covered. All right. That being said, let's go ahead and start with today's topic, which is the power the protection of self, the war within. All right, so let's go a little bit into what this means. First of all, I want to talk about you understanding the importance, and this is something I'm going to repeat and repeat and repeat until you have completely understood and absorbed the concept of what an incredible being you are. You are a divine being made in the image of God. Because this world, our environment, is a reflection of our thoughts, guess what? You can change the environment. You can change the world around you. That's correct. If you change yourself, your life, and your thoughts, the world has no choice but to change with you. It's not an option. Here is another example of the same thought. And this is from a different perspective. If you look for the bad in people, you will find it. Abraham Lincoln. All right. I would like to add say that the opposite is true. If you look for the good in people, you will find it. So go for it. And this concept is a very simple way of understanding dualism, the difference between the yin and the yang, between the light and the darkness, between love and hate, or I should say fear. In our existence, in the dimensions of first, second, third, and fourth dimensions, dualism still exists. And it is through our process of evolution, through our process of spiritual growth, that we gradually are able to overcome this duality. Now let's take a little bit closer look at what this means. Again, I'm going to repeat this very important fact that you need to comprehend, that you are a divine being made in the image of God. And as such, we have the ability to create our environment. Now let's look at this more carefully. Let's say if our environment is right now chaotic, which to some degree it is, the economy is in serious distress, and that impacts all of us. So if we are divine beings, how can we create the chaos? Wouldn't it be logical to conclude that we should have a perfect environment, a perfect world where everybody gets along? Well, that would be the normal belief. However, the truth is, because we still exist within a dual-based system, we manifest the perfection and the imperfection as well. The closer, and this is an interesting phrase from the movie Stigmata, which I happened to watch a few days ago. It said something very interesting is, the story is basically about a young woman who, you know, is practically an atheist and does not believe in God. So this young woman has the stigmata. Now, in religions, the stigmata is believed to be only, or to be carried only, by those people who are extremely, extremely devoted to God, to the God consciousness, and to spirituality, and to the devotion of the praise and the service of God. So here in this movie, this person is presented an atheist who does not believe in God, and she is carrying the stigmata. Not only that, but she is carrying many of the wounds of Christ, which a lot of the saints have been only carrying like one or two. So let me back up a little bit and fill you in for those of you who may not know what the stigmata is. The Christ, when he was, you know, killed on the cross, carried the he basically was wounded in many ways. One was the lashes that he received before his crucifixion, and then obviously, which represents one of the wounds of the stigmata. Then when he was crucified, the wrists also represent another wound. Both of the wrists represent one wound. So that's two. There's a total of five. The other wound are the ones at the feet, basically where the ankle and the feet meet. So that's another wound. So now we have three. The fourth wound is the crown of thorns on the forehead, or I should say in the head of Christ. And the last, and probably the most painful, which can often cause the death of the holy person, would be the one right underneath the heart, received on the chest through means of a lance to when Jesus was crucified. So only very, very spiritual people receive this. And it's very interesting that in relation to this topic, when the priest that's in the movie talks about this young woman and it's explaining to her what's happening to her, because she has no understanding of what's going on, he says that the closer a person is to God, the more temptation and the more trials and tribulations they are subject to. That may be part of the reason why not too many people choose the path of the light. It's not an easy path. However, we're all called to it. The question is, are we willing? It's not so many that we are called, because it's not true that just a few select are called. We all are called. The question is, are we willing to answer? And that's really where the selection process exists. We have the choice to accept the call, or we have the choice to reject the call. And through this process of the movie, the priest points out to the young lady that many of the saints who had the stigmata were also, apart from being extremely holy and having extremely powerful gifts of healing and transformation and other gifts that are of the Holy Spirit, that, like, for example, Padre Pio was able to appear without leaving his monastery, appear in different parts of the world in the call of healing or in the call for help from different people. And also, with that in mind, the gifts, those were the gifts of spirit. But guess what? The more light you hold, the dark side or the dualist aspect of our existence brings you also more challenges until we're able to eliminate what I call, quote, crap, unquote, from our lives. Until we're able to get rid of the dualism, and not only that, but we're able to get rid of the negative thoughts, negative beliefs, the fears, the lack of confidence, and especially the conditioning and programming that we undergo as children and undergo, you know, in our everyday environment, whether it be at work, whether it be with family members, whether it be with friends, whether it be in school, whether it be at university. Everywhere we go, we are subject to other people's beliefs, conditioning, and their own personal experiences. So it's no wonder that in some cases we have a lot of conflicts within. And I also, and taking that into account, the conflict is a war within ourselves. The conflict is a dualist existence within our body and within our mind. When we strive to believe in ourselves, there's the fearful child. There's the conditioning that comes to the surface when we try to overcome our limitations, when we try to empower ourselves as beings of light. When we try to understand and recognize what powerful, creative, divine beings we are. And until we're able to transcend this dualism, we will be retained within the fourth dimension, the fourth level of existence where duality exists and where there is a veil of forgetfulness and there's a veil of separation between us and the God consciousness. So what exactly happens with us when we are having these internal fights? And you may not realize this because it's such a common thing for us. It's such an everyday routine, and we've become so accustomed that many times we don't even acknowledge the dualism that exists within us. Other times we do. Other times we're in constant conflict. Should I do this? If I do this, how will people think of me? What will they do? What will they say? Am I doing something that's going to be an embarrassment? Is this going to be beneficial? Or you can come from ego saying, is this worthy of my pursuing? And so on. So there's a constant battle. There's a constant fighting. There's a constant warring within ourselves. And taking that concept in mind, you could define, I would say, the word success in a different way. So we could say that success is not when we fight a war or a battle of ideas, concepts, beliefs against an opponent, but more, it is when you win the war within yourself. In order for us to succeed in anything or to succeed at anything or against someone or against a situation, the only way we can succeed is by first winning the war that exists within us. And that is truly what success is. When we overcome the fear, the insecurity, the lack of confidence, the conditioning, that we undergo as human beings throughout our life. All of this creates and is played out through our duality. And we create a very beautiful supporting story for this duality of what we can and cannot do in our lives, who we can and cannot be, what we must do or not do in our lives. This is a constant that exists as long as we exist in this planet. And it is something that we need to overcome and protect ourselves with. It is through the dualism that the forces of darkness or the fallen hierarchies draw us out and in some manner provoke us in certain situations. For example, let's say that we are, we're going out with friends to dinner, for example, and we start out by where do we go? What are we going to do there and all that? And obviously, some of us might agree on going to a certain restaurant, restaurant A, for example. Others will agree to go to restaurant B. We can choose to become very caught up in our dualism and say, gosh, this person's always deciding where we have to go. I'm tired of this. I'm not going to go where they want to go. I want to go to where I want to go. I want to go. This is my favorite restaurant. I want to go there. And I'm not giving in. I'm going. We choose to follow this dualism. We choose to fight. We choose to war. If we let go of the need, if we let go of our insecurities, if we let go of the hate, let go of the fear, we let go of the ego, that part of the ego that does not serve us, then we can let go of the duality. And when we're able to do that, then we win the war within ourselves. That is basically how one way to define success from this perspective. Now, taking this into account, let's look a little bit more closely from a deeper perspective. By the situations and by the people we interact, there is an interchange of energy. We are divine beings made in the image of God. We have an energy vibration that desires and tends toward the vibration of the cosmos, toward the vibration of the God consciousness. However, that taking that into account, we're also impacted by the energy of those around us, by the energy of the places we visit, by the energy of what we do, the intent we put. If we say a negative word towards someone, it affects us as well. So it is very important that we take into account when we interact with others, the terminology, the words we're using, because while we are intending to defile someone else by a negative intent, in reality, we're defiling ourselves. And that is, it's basically written in the Bible. In the Bible, it says that it's only through, you defile yourself through your own actions, through your own thoughts, through the use of the word. A word is a living vibration. When you speak the word, the energy you send out to others impacts them and it impacts you. If the energy you send out is positive, then that multiplies and is shared between you and the other person. When you send out negative intent, the same is also true. You send out that negative intent to the other person between you, that negative energy is activated and increased. Where two or more gather in my name, I shall be there. That's true when it's positive thought. When it's negative thought, you draw more like the energy of the fallen hierarchies. So oftentimes, to clear a space, to clear ourselves, I'm going to repeat to you the most powerful, most incredible, divine and sacred name of God that exists. And while you repeat it, you visualize a pillar of white light which connects you. And I'll go a little bit more into that. Connects you with the Godhead. So I'll explain a little bit more in detail how that works. The sacred name, you may not know how to spell it, but just write it the way it would sound. It's Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Sabaoth. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Sabaoth. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Sabaoth. Now you repeat it. The Kadosh is repeated three times already in within the divine name. However, you repeat the entire phrase or divine name three times. There is an incredible power in the power of Trinity. The Trinity and Trinitization of the energy is extremely powerful. So that is why it's repeated three times. And again, let me repeat it for you so that you can better understand. It's not an easy word or term to remember. So let me go one more time. Kodoish, 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 Adonai Sebayoth. Kodoish, 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 Adonai Sebayoth. Kodoish, 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 Adonai Sebayoth. Now, this is a very powerful mantra to be using when you meditate. First, like I have mentioned before in other shows, it creates a pillar of light that connects you directly with the God consciousness. Second, you visualize the pillar surrounding you, and you can visualize it clearing any situation, protecting you when you go in a car, or you can see it clearing the environment of negative energy. It is very powerful. Another very powerful purpose is to clear yourself for clearing of your negativity. It is also intended for protection and for problem solving and intended for healing. So it's extremely powerful because this sacred divine name of God connects the body, mind, and the soul to the super conscious or of your super conscious with a God consciousness. And it resonates within our bodies to bring our bodies into perfect alignment and resonance. And it brings it into rhythm with the heart of God. So within this vibration, the vibration of our own hearts is brought into resonance with God and with the rhythm and vibration of the higher consciousness, or Yod Heh Vod Heh. That is the divine name of God. It's also an extremely powerful sacred name, which you can also use. And if you cannot remember the first one, the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Sabaoth, Yod Heh Vod Heh is much easier to remember and is extremely powerful. That is the name of God. We resonate within this vibration of creation, and it brings us into oneness with God. In this manner, our entire body is synchronized to the cosmos heartbeat, or to the creator's heartbeat, which brings us to the vibration of creation and perfection. It brings our blueprint in alignment with our spiritual, our higher self, our soul. It connects the creation. This allows the body to experience the energy of the creator. At this level, any intent can be manifested. It connects the creator to the world through the body. So through us, through the energy that we bring in through of the creator into our super consciousness and into our being, we as a co-creator in this universe can create our environment in similitude to what we carry inside of this perfect vibration of the God consciousness. All right, so we bring the energy of the throne into the physical creation of the body, and we treat the body and we create through the body the world that we choose, or we impact and modify and change our environment in accordance with this perfect vibration. This is what the ascension process is all about. And for most of us, it's a gradual process. For some people, they can actually manifest it instantaneously. And these are the people that we consider to be saints or beings of light, or that manifest the Christ consciousness. Thus, our body is transformed as we hold this energy within. This energy transforms our body. Let's see how. As we continue to utilize this sacred name, the vibration we hold in our bodies is greater each time. And it manifests or changes the DNA structure of our bodies, allowing our bodies to hold a much higher vibration, impacting the sacred geometry crystal structures within our body. And it is through this process that gradually we hold in more and more light, and our body become luminous in the same manner that when Christ went up on the mountain with Moses and Elijah, he was transformed. His body, not just his garments, were transformed into a much more luminous, brighter, glowing being, because they're able to hold a higher vibration of light. And it is through this transformation that gradually our dualism is transcended until the two aspects of the self are merged into oneness again. And it is when this process actually takes place that we overcome our duality, and in oneness we ascend to the fifth dimensional consciousness, and we, through the perfection that we hold within, are able to manifest that same perfection outside of ourselves, creating heaven on earth, where magic is an everyday occurrence, because we're able to levitate, walk on water, biolocate, or locate in different parts simultaneously. Also, another thing that we overcome is the separation between us in the hierarchies of light. We would be able to interact with them in the same manner that we interact with the people that are around us, the family members, our friends, our neighbors, and so on, our coworkers. So we'll be able to hold that kind of consciousness through when we overcome that dualism. So now, taking that into account, we're going to do a meditation. And what I would like you to do for this meditation, we are going to basically do this meditation to transcend and to protect ourselves and to bring ourselves into alignment so that the duality is gradually overcome, protecting ourselves against our own fears, and we overcome and channel and hold the vibration of love and of God within the heart, becoming an instrument of light, love, peace, and all that is good in the world. And we overcome our inabilities, our fears, and our ego. All right. So the meditation is going to be as follows. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and take several deep breaths. As we do so, I'm going to say the Kadosh Kadosh again, and you're going to visualize as I do so. I'll be walking you through this process. You will be visualizing a pillar of light, and then I will be silent for a few moments and allow you to experience that energy within yourself so that my words don't interfere with your own personal experience. And then I will bring you out of the meditative state. After that, we will probably close the show, and we hope that you can join us on our next show. So let's go ahead and continue with the meditation. Please close your eyes, feet flat on the floor, hands on your lap. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, imagine all negativity, all stress, all discomfort just flowing out of your body. And as you breathe in light, white light, allow that light to penetrate into your very being, all the way to the tips of your toes. Take another deep breath, and again, As you inhale, visualize the light penetrating and moving in through your body all the way from your head to the tips of your toes, holding the energy of light, the energy of God, the energy of love, the energy of peace. And as you exhale, allow that energy, any negativity, to be pulled out and drawn out of you, bringing back into perfect balance. One more time, take a deep breath and allow the energy to penetrate within, move down through your body, bringing everything into perfect balance, perfect harmony, and perfect health. You are now at a state of consciousness that is completely different or altered from your state of regular state of opened eyes. This is called the alpha state. It is a state where your mind, your heart, your very being resonate in perfect ones with the God consciousness. Now I'm going to say the Kadosh. Repeat mentally. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth. Allow this pillar of light to surround you and imagine it connecting directly to the God consciousness, to the throne of God. Allow the vibration, the energy, the rhythm to tune your body into perfect balance, perfect harmony, synchronizing with the energy that exists in the universe. Allow yourself to relax. Take a deep breath and release any tensions, pressures from any part of your body. Relax and go deeper. Hold on to the image and allow yourself for a few moments to experience the energy that is now being held upon you. And while we do that, set out an intent of whatever you would like to address. And I will be working on sending energy out to all of you to bring that into balance so that you can bring it into manifestation. Relax and hold the image. Hold the image. Allow to experience the healing within, to transform and unite the dualism hold the intent of you, what you would like to address in this moment. I will hold silence for about 4 more minutes. Relax. Relax. Remember that this is a most powerful energy. It is the connection with God consciousness. And this is a very powerful energy to protect yourself from within when you feel discomfort or when you feel that you're being drawn to do things that maybe you wish when there's a dualism within, a fight, a war within, when there's sadness, when there's depression. you can hold this energy and it will bring back into balance and the perfect light and perfect health and perfect state of being, synchronizing you with God consciousness, with the Creator, bringing you in alignment with the energy of creation, the energy you were manifested from, the energy of light. So recognize that you are a divine being made in the image of God. You are love, and God is within you. You are His temple. Recognize that and acknowledge that. Believe and understand who you are and here. And utilize this energy to protect you. You're driving and there's a lot of traffic. Use this energy to protect you in circumstances that are dangerous and emergencies. It's a very powerful light. It's like calling on God for help. And when you do that, the pillar of light just enfolds you and allows you that protection, that healing. So remember one more time, you are a divine being made in the image of God, made in the image of the Creator. You are love, you are light. So maintain it in perfect, pure, healthy state. And this is so. I'm going to count to five. At the count of five, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine, feeling in perfect synchronicity, in perfect balance. Two, coming in slowly. Four, five, eyes open, wide awake, feeling yourself perfection, feeling perfect temple. In oneness with all creation and the Creator and the system. If you would like to share your experience with us, please go to our blog at ResearchCIA, or you can also share your experience, how the energy, what you visualized, or how the energy has impacted you, or maybe even transform you within the next couple of days. Usually the energy, the effect of energy, I've noticed tend to last a week for all the changes to manifest. So we'd be happy to hear your story on the experience through this meditation. And this is the first time it's done on the radio where I've actually sent out the energy to each of the listeners to manifest or bring into being the intent that they're holding. So let us know and share with us your experience. By sharing, we all learn and we all amplify our growth. So it is a wonderful experience to be able to do that with each other so that our growth is greater. We have a few moments left, and again, I want to thank all of those of you who, through their donations, they help to keep the work growing. And there's a donation bar on the New Consciousness, New World radio show page on BBS Radio, and also on Research CIA. You can find a donation button for us to continue our work and allow us to do a lot of this work free. The goal is not to charge a lot for the workshops or events we hold, but to help humanity by doing our work. So that'd be great. You know, we're very grateful for your donations. For those of you who are not able to donate or not donate, well, God bless you anyway, and may God provide more financial support in your life. I want to thank all of the listeners. And I want to wish you all a wonderful, blessed week. Join us again next week. We will be having another show. This will not be on protection. This one will be focused on my book, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012. And we will probably be touching on the topic of the fifth dimension consciousness. And so we'd like to have you with us again. And again, thank you for your presence in the radio show. Thank you for joining us. This is your host, Esperanza Ray. And one other thing before we go, because we still have a couple of minutes, I notice. For those of you who are wanting to understand a little bit more of what is happening right now on the planet, there are several places that I recommend immensely, and one is the Thrive Movement, which is thrivemovement.com website. It has incredible, powerful information on the transitioning that the transition that's taking place on our planet, and it helps us to understand what we are all going through in this time, and also offers opportunities for solutions to address some of the challenges, some of the concerns that we are facing, and some of the trouble that we are facing on a daily basis. If you also want to find out from a more spiritual perspective what's going to be happening in to some degree in more detail and the changes that are going to take place on the planet, please go to the website Research CIA under products, the book Hope Reigns Beyond 2012. And you can also find it on Amazon. It provides a lot of detail, a lot of information, not just on the changes and on what things we need to be addressing at this point in our lives. It also holds information that can help you so that you can work with the ascension process instead of in conflict with it. So please remember, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012 has a lot of detail and information. It contains maps of what the planet is going to be looking like, basically, when we ascend, all the transformations, the area that are going to be submerged underwater, some of my experiences through spirit that I've incorporated into the book, such as some of the visions I've had that I've included in the book, and some of the wonderful healing that's taking place on the planet, even though it sometimes, and at times it seems like there's more chaos than peace and calm. If you surround yourself with the light consciousness, if you maintain your balance in spirit, and if you focus on your path for your highest good, the chaos will not impact you greatly. As a matter of fact, you will draw to you people who can help, people who you can relate to, and people who are in the same wavelength with the same thoughts, the same concerns that you are, which is to focus on the perfectness of state and to manifest heaven on earth. That is our ultimate goal, and that's what we're striving for. Remember, in order for us to manifest heaven on earth, first we must let go of all the negativity, all the crap that we hold from previous existence, from previous times in our life, and from our own conditioning. We must become pure. We must become clean in order to accomplish this. We cannot, again, we cannot ascend until we release the garment, release the veils that hold us in this fourth dimension. And that is what we need to do right now, and that's what we are doing right now. So even though it may seem chaotic, even though it may seem sometimes extremely scary, this is just the beginning. There's about a few more years to go before, well, there's a couple of more years to go approximately. Don't quote me on the couple, because it's very relevant, and I know right now time is being held still for us so that we can get us to the point where we need to be for this ascension. So in a few years, the real, excuse my French, shit will hit the fan. And then the real transformation. So the whole process is going to be taking approximately, give or take, 7 years. And that is actually quoted in the Bible, and it's quoted in the visions of Fatima. So have a wonderful week. God bless you. May the light shine with you. And keep that pillar of light to make your life more pleasant. This is your host, Esperantha Ray, with New Consciousness, New World. Until next week.